Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, Attorney General Josh Shapiro is the front runner in this year's Pennsylvania governor's race. The Democrat faced no primary challenge. Polling has him with a significant lead over his Republican challenger. Our suburban bureau chief, KYW's Jim Melwerp, takes a look at Shapiro's policy ideas as well as his roots in Montgomery County.
Josh Shapiro hits on several of the same issues as his opponent, State Senator Doug Mastriano. The big difference is in the approach.
So I've been running as a candidate who's going to bring people together to tackle these big challenges.
Shapiro lists those challenges as quality, properly funded public education, public safety, and growing the economy. While Mastriano's strategy has been to rally his supporters by making it us versus them, Shapiro paints himself as the guy who can, as he puts it, make government work.
That's what people want in their government. They want it to work. They want it to make their lives better. They want to know that you're going to kind of check your partisan, label at the door. Get the job done for people.
For example, Shapiro points to his time as Montgomery County Commissioner in the early to mid-2010s.
We cut spending and increased output. We earned a AAA bond rating. We ran a fiscally responsible government that filled a $10 million budget hole that I inherited.
Shapiro acknowledges balancing a county budget might not get a lot of attention in modern day politics, but he says compare that to the headlines surrounding Mastriano.
I would argue it gets a whole lot of attention for all the wrong reasons, for courting white supremacists, for wearing a Confederate uniform as a grown man, not as part of some reenactment, for his extreme views on a woman's right to choose.
Addressing public safety, Shapiro says he would work to hire more police officers to fill gaps across the state.
We also have to understand that there are drivers of violence in our communities that can't be addressed simply through law enforcement.
He says that includes making sure people have access to decent jobs, quality education, and access to mental health and addiction treatment. Mastriano calls Shapiro soft on crime, posing him as a criminal justice reformer along the lines of Philadelphia DA Larry Krasner. But Shapiro differs clearly from Krasner, especially on prosecuting gun laws.
You pick up a gun illegally because you're a prohibited purchaser, you're a felon, you need to be held accountable. There has to be accountability. And that is what I want to see in every jurisdiction across Pennsylvania.
In your opinion, do you think that's happening in Philadelphia right now?
I think that's up to the good people of Philadelphia to make a determination as to, who should lead them.
As for any chances Shapiro and Mastriano might take the stage together for a debate.
My opponent blew those good faith negotiations up when he said that he would not submit to questions from local media here in Pennsylvania. And the only way he would debate is if he got to pick the moderator, which is just ridiculous.
Mastriano shut out most journalists, favoring only right-wing media. He argues Shapiro and traditional media are the extremists, and he says he couldn't get a fair shake in a typical debate without a hand-picked moderator. Shapiro says instead of a debate, he's making himself available to local media around the state to answer questions. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.